Later this week, the Obama administration will announce its intention to reverse some policies toward Cuba. The U.S. plans to lift a ban on visits by relatives to Cuba. It would also allow them to send money back to families on the island nation. Commentator Andre Kordrescu thinks that while this is a good start, it's only a first step.
There are already three generations of Americans of Cuban descent, many of whom have never been to Cuba. One of my students wrote a touching poem about taking her grandfather back to Cuba before he dies. She and her brother are saving money to make the old guy's last wish come true. In the late 90s, I visited the Cristobal Colon Cemetery in Havana. I admired the beautiful marble tomb, a modern sculpture really, and noticed that the owner's birth date was not followed by a death date. When I asked, my guide said, "The owner cannot be buried here. He is a gusano." That's a derogatory word meaning worm, designating someone who'd fled the island before Castro came to power. Even the dead were cursed by politics. Cuban politics is absurd, but ours is not less so. A half century of the embargo has strengthened Castro's power in the division of Cuban families. Our embargo on travel and commerce with Cuba was Castro's excuse for the misery his dictatorship brought to the Cuban people. For half a century, Cubans risked their lives to brave the 90 treacherous miles between Cuba and the U.S. The powerful right-wing Cuban lobby in the U.S. made it nearly impossible for any American to travel to Cuba, and no American president had the cojones to stand up to them. But things are changing. The once powerful lobby is divided and weak. Young Cuban Americans want to visit the island and reconnect to their roots. They want to take their children to the places where their grandparents were born. The Cuban government is changing, too. It's hard to say if Raul is better than Fidel as far as his hatred of gusanos goes, but it's clear that he cannot stand against the desire of the Cubans themselves to join up with their families and rejoin the world. President Obama has a historical opportunity to erase the unfair division of our Caribbean Berlin Wall. Lifting the travel ban is a good first step, but let's get rid of the whole embargo. It's time for real people to come first, politics second. I read an anthology of poetry by Cuban and Cuban-American poets, and I couldn't find any borders. If they don't exist in our minds, what are they still doing on the map?
Andre Kordrescu is a professor of English at Louisiana State University.